inside here. So instead of having this piston seal, we've got this friction-free liquid seal. Ideally, we want to take measurements at two extremes of temperature to reduce the impact of measurement errors. So I had the idea of putting the whole assembly in a freezer to get it really cold, but then if the liquid inside is water, the water's gonna freeze. So I had the idea, let's use vodka as the liquid instead of water. Here, I'm sucking air out through a hole, and that will pull vodka into the tube and into the container. I need some vodka in the container to begin with because the gas will expand when I heat it, and so I need room for that. And then I seal off that hole, so we've got an airtight container. I originally had the temperature probe embedded in the volume of gas as well. The problem with putting the whole assembly in the freezer is that the electronics inside just shut off below a certain temperature. So I've ditched that idea. Instead of the freezer, we're gonna put the whole thing in an ice salt bath, which gets us below freezing. And instead of having the thermal probe inside the chamber, we'll have it in the bath water, so to speak. All we have to do is give the whole setup time to equilibrate, so the temperature inside the chamber is the same as the temperature inside the ice salt bath. So here we go. So we've got a temperature of minus 0.2. We've got a volume of vodka. It's hard to see, but it's just shy of 105 milliliters. Subtract that from the total volume of the container and compensate for the volume of the rubber tube. You get a volume of gas of 135 milliliters. In the hot bath, the temperature is 51.1. The volume of vodka is 60 milliliters, which translates to a gas volume of 180 milliliters. So if we plug all those values into the equation, we get that the freezing point of water on the Kelvin scale is 154 degrees, or in other words, absolute zero on the centigrade scale is minus 154 degrees. So at this point, we might as well just Google it and find out what it really is. Oops. It's not great, is it? I think there's potentially a number of issues with my experimental setup, but one obvious one is that maybe we're changing the amount of gas in the chamber. That seems like it couldn't be possible because the chamber is sealed, but alcohol is quite volatile, so it's gonna evaporate. There's gonna be alcohol vapor in that chamber. And when the chamber cools down, some of that alcohol vapor is gonna turn back into liquid alcohol. It's going to be removed from the gas. The amount